神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
有很多人认为生命不容易，而且不公平，这样的想法，我们来看看金奴牧师怎么说。
There are lies that the world may try to tell us that really hinder us as we move on in life.
亲爱的朋友，在我们在生活中，在这个世界上，有很多我们心里的谎言会影响、阻碍到我们的生活。
You see, as we think, so are we.
我们怎么想，我们就是怎么样的人。
And this motivates our doing.
那么这些所想的想法呢，会关系到我们的行为。
God's word, the Bible, often tells us to be aware of the corrupt thinking from the heart of a sinful man.
上帝的话，也就是圣经，常常提醒我们要小心，而且要、谨慎那些让我们腐化的在我们心里面的那种罪性。
He tells us to be careful because it is easier to believe that a lie is really truth.
他提醒我们说呢，我们要小心，因为我们很容易会相信谎言过于真实的事情。
So then let us look at some of the things you're thinking and the thinking of many who are listening.
那我们今天来告诉大家我们自己的想法，我们看一看我们自己的想法怎么样。
First, there are those who feel that they should have it all they want.
有一种想法就是说呢，我要什么就应该有什么。
They feel they deserve it because they are special.
觉得自己很特别，而且很配得到所要的。
This happens often with an only child.
这种想法常常发生在独子或者是独生女。
As the only one,Everything that can be given is given to them.
那么因为是唯一的一个，所以要什么呢？常常就有什么。
Parents lavish their love on them by giving in to them and allowing them to do things.
那父母亲也是非常的宠他们，所以呢就、容许呢给他们任何他们喜欢的，用这个来爱他们。
This teaches them the principle that they have a right.To what they want.
这样是无形中就给他们一个原则，我要什么就可以有什么。
But in reality, no one has that right.
但事实，事实是不是这样子的？没有一个人可以要什么就有什么的。
You see, in life, we must make choices.
在我们的生活中，我们常常要做一些决定。
When you go into a restaurant,You look at the menu.
比如说你去餐厅、餐馆，要吃饭的饭馆呢，你就先看一下他们的这种名、菜单。
You do not order it all because it would cost too much or you would not be able to eat it all.
因为呢，如果你什么都点的话，你吃不完，一方面呢，很浪费钱，你不会全部都点的。
So you must make the best choice depending on the money you have and on the food that you like.
所以你必须要根据你喜欢吃的还有多少钱你要花来选这个菜单。
So in life, we have choices to make and cannot have everything the way we want it.
一样的，在你的生活生命当中，你要做很多的取舍选择，意思是说呢，不是每一样你都可以有。
Maybe you have decided you are going to go into and be very successful in business.
比如说你希望你的事业非常的成功。
This will mean that you will have to work hard.
那意思是说你必须要很努力的工作。
Work long hours because you must give it all to achieve your goal.
你必须要留得很长的时间来工作，因为呢，你要得到你自己的成就。
This will mean you may say no to your family life because you will have little of that.
那这样子的话，意思是说呢，你要对你的家人呢说呢，对不起，我不能有太久的时间在家里面。
You will have little social life outside of those people you work with.
然后因为你要工作，所以呢，连这种社交生活你也变得很少。
In time, your health may suffer, shortening your lifespan.
包括你的健康也要有损失的。
Now you see you cannot have it all,
so you
must make a choice.
你看到你根本就没有办法要什么就有所有的一切的，因为你必须要做一个取舍选择。
As a person who grows up as the king or queen of the house, they will, maybe too late, learn that they cannot have everything they want their way.
当一个人他从一个环境长大，别人服侍他像一个国王或一个皇后的时候呢，他们就很难学到，不是他们要什么都有什么的。
Life becomes very difficult for them to cope with.
那么这些人面对生活、生命的时候就很难了。
So do not believe the lie that I can have everything my way.
如果你有这种想法说我要什么就该有什么的话，不要相信他，因为这是一个谎言。
Second, there is the lie that so many believe.
还有另外一个谎言是很多人相信的。
My worth is determined by my performance.
我的价值，我这个人的有没有用，在于我的表现怎么样。
If you let this lie be a part of your life, your happiness will go up and down with how well you perform until you are driven just to perform all the time.
如果你是这样想的话，那么你的生活里面的快不快乐就会根据着你的表现，所以呢，你心情会跟着表现上上下下，久而久之呢，你的生命、你的生活就是为了要外面的表现。
And then you lose the true essence and beauty of life.
你就失去了真正生命的意义，还有生命的美。
Then the equation of your life is worth equals performance.
接下去你心里面深深刻着一个定律，就是我的价值等于我的外面表现。
You may say to me, this is the way I look at life.
或许你说呢，就是这样啊，本来人就是这样子啊。
This is the way my parents and my friends look at life.
连我的父母亲、我的朋友都这样子看我啊。
You may say I feel more worthwhile when I am doing well, for when I succeed, everyone tells me how good and great I am.
当别人看着我成功，看到我的成就，然后赞美我的时候，我就可以感觉到我自己比较有价值。
So I think that it is the way to look at oneself, in life.
所以呢，这不是生命吗？
I feel more valued then.
所以等于说呢，我就因为我做好就比较有价值。
Well, let me tell you about a man.
我来告诉你有一个人。
A man named Solomon in the Bible.
在圣经里面有一个人物叫做所罗门。
He was a king of the Jews.
他是犹太人的王。
He was the richest king.
他是非常富有的一个国王。
And he was known as the wisest of all men.
他的这种智慧超群呢，是全世界所知道的，所闻名的。
Yet in his writings, he tells us of the sum of his life.
那么他在他的作品里面写到人生的诗歌。
Let us look at that.
我们来看一看这个。
Solomon said,He strove and drove for achievement, power, success, material possessions, and sexual potency.
所罗门王这样子自己说，他说呢，我一直拼着努力着要有一些成就、权势、成功、物质，甚至这种性的方面。
But he found it all to be empty.
但是所有的都是虚空。
My friend, there is not one listening to my voice who will ever have as much as Solomon had.
我相信现在在听我讲话的每一个听众朋友，没有一个人像所罗门那么富有，那么条件那么丰富的。
Yet if a man of this great position found this to be the sum of his life, what will you find?
如果他那么丰富，他有那么多的享受，都觉得生命是这样子的空虚的话，那你又能说什么呢？
You will find there is never enough.
你会发现到再怎么抓，再怎么拼，还是不够。
And you will keep driving yourself to feel you are worth something.
然后你会继续的越来越拼命的想要做出来，觉得你自己有价值。
You can go on driving yourself to gain your worth, but there's a better way.
当然你可以继续的这样子往这个方向去赢得赚得你自己的自我价值，但是有比这个更好的方法。
Just recognize that you are worth something wonderful because you were made by the Creator God and loved by Him.
光是想到，知道说你是那一位创造者所爱，而且所造所要的一个人，你就非常有价值了。
That within each of us there is a pricelessness or value that is greater than any performance.
你这个人本身的价值过于所有你的表现。
And that is that God wants you to be His child, and He gave Jesus His Son to die for our sins.
这个价值是根据到上帝他那么的喜欢要你成为他的儿女，而且呢，甚至爱你爱到把他的儿子给了你，为你而死。
And he has promised us that he would adopt us into his family and we would live with him eternally.
他答应我们，他要把我们带入他的家庭，然后跟我们的神，创造的神，活到永远。
He knows that performance will never really satisfy us.
他知道说那些表现成就不会让你满足的。
But what we are in Him will give us greater satisfaction.
当你跟神在一起的时候呢，会给你最大的满足。
It is not what we do, but what we are that gives us worth.
不是你做什么带给你这种价值感，而是你是怎么样的一个人带给你价值。
When we are a caring person,
如果你是一个关心人的人，
loving to our family,
爱你的亲人，
honest and hard workers at our job,
很诚实的而且很努力的工作，
a person that can be trusted,
是一个别人可以信任的人，
and a productive person to our society,
对于这个社会是一个有贡献的人，
then,We will be a man or woman of worth.
那你就是一个有价值的人了。
Yes, we will be a performer.
当然你要有表现的。
But not just for our selfish worth.
但是所有的表现不是只有为你自己自私的原因。
But for a worth that is real and enduring.
而是真的为了一个很有价值的理由去表现，而且是可以持续到永久的。
We will not spend our lives on a seesaw going up and down to find our worth.
你的价值不是凭着这种跷跷板一上一下来决定你的价值。
But we'll know a stable happiness by recognizing true worth.
那真正的快乐，真正你能够快乐，是因为你知道说你这个人真的是很有，很重要，很宝贝的。
Ask yourself,
好好的问你自己，
Who am I apart from what I do?
当我把我所做的我的成就拿开之后呢，我剩下什么？
Let me answer that your worth is priceless.
让我来回答你，你是无价的宝贝。
Because of whose image you were made.
因为你本身是从哪个形象而来的。
And the unlimited abilities to be someone of true character and true worth.
而且光是我们的道德还有我们的价值就有无限的能力。
Third, you mentioned that life was not easy or fair for you.
第三个，刚才听众朋友提到，生命对你来讲不容易也不公平。
This is very true.
这是事实。
For Dr. Thurman said, there is probably nothing wrong with making life less difficult.
这个史曼博士这样说呢，他说呢，生命本身很难，不容易，这个没有什么错。
And finding ways to make our existence easier.
想要让自己找一个方法过得容易一点，也没有错。
The problem comes when our attitude shifts to one that demands that life, even though life is very complex, becomes easier for us.
问题是这样子，当我们的态度呢，想要逃避这个生命的一个现实的时候，然后呢，生命本身是很复杂的，然后我们要想把它让的啊过得容易一点的时候，就问题就来了。
It is so easy to give ourselves over to the pleasure principle.
我们很容易就把生命啊，把它想到只有享受快乐而已。
Which is a basic tendency to minimize pain and maximize pleasure.
那这就是意思是说呢，基本上呢，我们需要的就是不要有痛苦，然后呢，只有娱乐。
This bend toward pleasure and away from pain.Leads us to run from problems that needs to be faced.
这种想法会带着我们只想追求快乐，然后想逃避痛苦问题，然后让我没有办法面对生命的麻烦。
You see, to have a healthy emotional and mental health, you must face life as it really is.
如果你要当一个正常的人，有健康的情绪跟正常的精神状态的话，那么你必须要懂得怎么样面对这种生命里面很真实的困难。
And be able to find the very best answers that will keep you healthy and productive.
而且在这种面对困难的时候呢，你找到一个最好的答案来维持你自己的这种身心的健康。
Therefore, we must face one of life's greatest truths.
那我们就要面对一个我们生命的一个最大的一个定律，一个真理。
Life is not easy, never has been, and never will be.
生命从来就不容易的，以后也不会容易。
So if you think material possessions will make your life easy, you are wrong.
如果你现在认为物质可以让你的生活过得非常容易的话，那你错了。
Yes, they will make it more convenient, but not easier.
是的，会让你方便一点，但是不会容易。
Also, we recognize life is not fair.
你说到生命是不公平的。
We may need to face sickness, loss, unhappy marriages, unpleasant experiences, deceitful friends, and the list could go on and on.
你或许会碰到生病、丧失你的亲友，还有或者是不快乐的婚姻，还有一些不喜乐、不快乐的一些经验，或者是有朋友出卖你。接下去有很多很多，我可以列出来很长的一些不快乐的情境。
For those of you who then say life is not easy or fair.You may meet circumstances that will make you feel are not fair.
当你感到生命不公平的时候呢，可能你就是碰到了一些你的情境环境呢，让你觉得很不公平，然后里面就有一种苦毒怨恨出来。
And bitterness and resentment will begin to build inside of you.
里面这种那种苦还有那种恼恨会慢慢的越积越多。
The result of this is tragedy to your life.
这样会变成你生命的悲剧。
You become an angry person.
你会变成一个很容易生气的人。
Hostile to the things and people around you.
对四周围的人呢，会很严厉，很挑剔。
It affects your digestive system.
你的消化系统会受到影响。
And many other physical ailments appears.
包括你所有身体上的一些功能都会受影响。
It hurts your relationship with others.
会伤害到你跟人的人际关系。
for people get tired of hearing about your troubles.
那别人会很疲累于听你讲一些你自己一些牢骚。
And hearing how you feel life is so unfair and hard for you.
然后你继续的去想说生命呢实在是太不公平了。
You may become depressed.
你会很沮丧。
And feel that life is not worth living.
然后你会觉得呢不值得再活下去了。
Yes, that is how far the path of faulty thinking that life should be easier for you and more fair to you will take you.
所以你的心里面有一个最大的谎言就是告诉你说呢、生活生命应该是容易一点而且是要公平一点的。
Now, if this is a problem to you, begin to tell yourself life will not always be easy.
如果这一项是你过去的问题的话，开始告诉你自己，生命生活本来就不容易。
So I must do the best I can to change what I can and to accept what I cannot change.
所以呢，你就尽其所能的来改变能改变的，然后呢，接受你不能改变的。
We are all in life together.
我们都是一起在过这个生命的人
And each of us will have our turn at problems and tragedies
每一个人都会碰到我们自己的、一些问题困难
If you can develop a good attitude And always keep in mind that God will help you If you have faith in him
如果你可以建立这种对的态度然后就说面对生命的一些问题然后常常记得神要帮助你如果你愿意相信他的话
Your life will be happier and simpler
然后你的生命就过得快乐一点而且会容易一点
Now as we look at life with truth
当我们这样子来、用真实真理来看生命的时候
How will we face it?
我们怎么面对它呢
Will you face it by saying it's easier to avoid problems than to face them?
你是要常常告诉自己我要容易一点然后来避免困难吗
Or will you allow life to teach you and select those truths that will help you grow?
还是你愿意面对生命的所有情境然后让你自己可以更健壮更成长
Let's look at the avoider.
让我们来看看要逃避生活问题的人。
They waste a lot of time worrying and making excuses.
他们会用很多的时间呢来给自己找借口然后只有担忧。
Are you one of those people who are always making excuses because you do not face up to your responsibilities?
你是不是那种不喜欢面对责任然后常常在有牢骚然后找借口的这样的人呢
Are you one that cannot be a facer of problems because your parents always shielded you?
你是不是那一个父母亲常常帮你担待、保护你、让你避开问题的人呢?
And now you cannot cope but drop out or just avoid the situations?
所以现在你长大了，你就没有办法面对问题，然后呢，你就很想逃避你的情况。
Those that avoid their problems usually end up with more problems.
一个逃避问题困难的人只有带来更多的麻烦。
Those who learn to face life with its unfairness and problems are those who stop, many problems in the bud before they become bigger.
那么那些愿意很用心来面对自己的一些情境或许你觉得不公平或问题的人呢那么他们就可以在问题没有变得更大以前可以来阻止问题
They are people who are not bitter but take life as a challenge and learn and grow by it
如果你把生命当作是一种挑战愿意学习愿意成长的话你就不会里面积压着一些苦一些、这种恼恨
Fourth, there is the lie that people is basically good.
另外一个谎言就是人都应该是良善的。
The truth of the matter is history itself is marked by war, greed, jealousy, envy, hatred, and murder.
好好的看人类的历史不是充满着战争、贪婪、嫉妒、然后呢、恼恨还有谋杀吗？
Men have through the ages treated one another almost worse than the animals do.
人对待人的态度，我们啊这样子看下来，有时候比动物还要不好呢。
Blood has been shed in every country of the world because of man's hostile nature.
几世纪以来，人类的历史充满着流血的记录，只因为人有这种敌意啊，刚硬的这种自然性。
In man's personal life, we are selfish, self-destructive by our lifestyle, and more discontent than content.
人的本性呢，就是很自私的，然后都是为自己，而且呢，执着自己的形态，然后不容易满足。
God made us to have good physical, emotional, and spiritual health.
上帝造人的时候，他要我们有好的这种身体、情绪。还有灵里面的这种健康。
Yet today, these are the areas we struggle with.
这些也是我们在挣扎的。
Maybe this is a truth you cannot or will not accept.
或许我讲的你不太接受。
But let us look at ourselves for a few moments.
好不好？我们用几分钟来看一看我们自己。
Are you basically good?
你真的那么好吗？
Is your nature, as Dr. Thurman,Ass bent toward kindness, integrity, loyalty, honesty, serving others, self-sacrifice, growing and becoming mature.
你的本性就像史曼博士说的，你是不是真的有那种很仁慈，然后忠诚、诚实，喜欢帮助别人，然后自我满足，还是愿意自我牺牲？很愿意成长的这样的本性呢?
Or do you find these qualities the ones you have to work at triple time to be able to exhibit on a regular basis?
还是你发现上面我讲的这些德性呢都是你需要很努力的、啊、好几次的来让你挣扎让你自己来拥有的一些特质。
I believe if you were honest with yourself, these traits do not come easily or naturally.
如果你诚实地面对着，你会发现那些本质呢，都不是很容易在我们里面有的。
You have to work on them.
你好好的努力才有。
Men are proud without a cause.
人呢，非常的骄傲，不喜欢付代价。
Each feels he is right and deep inside does not want anyone to be their master.
每一个人都觉得自己才对，而且不要别人来啊指挥自己。
We are not basically good because of the sin or selfish nature of man.
人不是良善的，因为我们有那种罪跟自私的本性。
This nature can only be held in by laws and rules and boundaries.
所以我们只有让这个法律规定，这些规范呢，来约束我们。
And even these are not fully effective.
即使有法律、有规定、有规范呢，还是没有办法来控制我们。
What man needs is to know who their creator God is.
人需要的是知道人是怎么样来的，谁是造我们的神。
For as a man creates a machine, it is he who knows how to keep it running well and how to fix it.
就像一个发明一部机器的人呢，只有那个发明的人才知道怎么样来运作、操作这部机器。
So it is with our Father God who knows us so well and knows what we need and knows how to fix us.
一样的爱我们的天父造我们的天父呢他知道他很认识我们他造我们而且他知道我们的需要也知道怎么样来帮助我们。
Don't let these lies you are telling yourself defeat you.
不要让这些心里的谎言来影响你。
And make you have a miserable life.
把你变得生活很不快乐。
Remember, Jesus can make the difference.
记得，耶稣可以改变你。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱。 台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。